Welcome to another episode of the Marriage Mentor Podcast with Eric and Jolene Engel, where Eric and Jolene answer marriage questions for believers, looking at the root of the problem instead of the symptom, always while applying God's wisdom and word for a Christ-centered marriage.
Hi, I'm Eric Engel with my beautiful, wonderful wife. With another episode of The Marriage Mentor.
Okay, so in this episode, I titled it, My Husband is Absurd with What He Wants to Do in the Bedroom. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's absurd.
Okay, so this poor wife, she writes in and says, my husband, who's not walking with God, wants us to explore with other sexual partners in the bedroom. When I say no, he says that his needs aren't a priority, and he will not stay married to someone who doesn't put his needs into consideration. And by the way, she said that her husband is a believer. Any thoughts
well,
for that?
Not walking with God.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So bottom line is, I mean, the short answer is, don't let the door hit your big fat butt on the way out.
Yeah. Bye-bye. That would be my thought if you came to me with something absurd like that.
So let's go to the long answer. I mean, he says he's a believer. Really?
Well, you'll know them by their fruits.
Right. And the Bible says, I'm just beside myself that any guy that says he's a believer, how does he defend an action? How does he even like have the courage to open his mouth and say something as stupid as this? You know, with other sexual partners. Look, the world says, oh, this is all great. Okay, and it's just a one big fat Satan's lie.
Right.
You see it on TV and you see it all over the place, and it's just perversion.
Right.
That's all it is.
And so here's what he does. Oh, well, I'm the man of the home and you're not meeting my sexual needs. Here, let me manipulate you. Okay. And some will even do this in a spiritual manipulation.
Right.
And so you got to know your Bible. If the wife knows her Bible, it's just like, let me turn to this page. I'm sorry, I'm not to submit to your sin. Ain't going to happen. Okay?
So, and she says, when I say no, he says his needs aren't a priority, and he will not stay married to someone who doesn't put his needs into consideration.
Well, his needs aren't in line with the Bible.
This is what he's really saying. He's saying, hey, Christian wife, my sin isn't a priority in your life.
Right.
I don't get it.
Right.
Why isn't my sin a priority?
Right.
I feel neglected.
Right.
Okay? And rightfully so.
So what's a wife to do in this situation?
Well, I would say to all wives out there, yes, neglect your husband's sin every single time.
Yeah.
You never want to embrace his sin. You never want to encourage his sin. And you always, always, always must say no to his sin. It
right.
doesn't matter what he threatens. It doesn't matter what he says, that he's not going to stay married. I mean, if that's the case, then good riddance, because the Lord has something better for you in store.
Well, don't compromise your biblical convictions in this sense. I mean, it's just like he's outside of the will of God and what he's asking you to do. He's outright asking you to sin against God.
Well, okay? And right now, he's destroying his life. But if you give in to his sin, it will destroy your life as well.
Right.
And you can draw the line where it doesn't happen.
Right. So please God and not man, because your husband is wanting you to go outside the marriage, which is completely, like I said, it's absurd. He wants something that is so much of an absurdity that I can't believe that he had really the gall to ask her this and then try to manipulate her
right.
in the process.
So here's the other thing. If he says he's a believer, then great. You go to the men in the church and say, my husband, the believer, is putting this ultimatum to me.
Right.
And I need help.
Right. That's okay? Matthew 18 principle.
Absolutely. And so have them come over to the house and sit your husband down and say, okay, have a conversation. Tell them what you told me.
Go ahead.
Do it.
If you did this to me, I would so totally do that. I would confront you. You confront him first. You know, you go back. You go to Matthew 18. Read that whole passage. You confront the sinner first with his sin. And if he's not listening, then you go to an elder in the church or a brother in the Lord, and you go to them. And if your husband still doesn't listen, then you go to the church. Okay, and follow those principles. Walk them out in your life, and trust God. I'm sure it would be very scary to lose the marriage and maybe she's, you know, at home and she doesn't work and he's the main provider. So there could be a lot of fear surrounding
her. There could be a lot of fear, but what you got to hold on to is that we stand on the rock.
Right.
And the rock is Jesus. And because of that steadfastness of Jesus and what he has brought to us and what he promises us, you can be assured that you will be taken care of.
Yeah. The Lord would rather you stand for righteousness and his word than to compromise what the Bible has to say in order to fulfill your husband's outright sinful sexual needs. So those are my thoughts.
It's cut and dry for me.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so I'm Jolene Engel here with my husband, Eric, and we will catch you next time.